from KQED.
So far, there are no major wildfires to report, but it would come as no surprise given the way wind can whip up a blaze. Some climatologists studying California say we could see a lot more Santa Anas, as Craig Miller reports for our Climate Watch project.
This is the sound that firefighters and homeowners dread. Wind whipping through the canyons, stoking an out-of-control wildfire.
Yeah, Ranger, we got a lot of fire heading down towards Palomino and over by Mission Road right now. Is there any chance we get a strike team up in this area?
These sounds are from the 2009 Jesusita fire near Santa Barbara. Before it was contained, flames consumed 80 homes and almost 9,000 acres.
I think I'm going to start pulling my people out of here, the wind.
That fire happened in May, which isn't generally reckoned to be Santa Ana season, but some research indicates that could change, that Jesusita may have been a glimpse into the future. In Northern California, they're called Diablos, but the physics behind these legendary winter winds is essentially the same. Air moves from high pressure to low.
It generally is a stationary high-pressure system that sits over the Great Basin, Nevada, and inland regions, and it sits there long enough. And it sort of links, in a way, with the low pressure that's offshore, and they set up a flow system.
For a few years now, Norm Miller, no relation, has been modeling these winds on computers at Lawrence Berkeley National Lab.
As the pressure, the high pressure inland, has air heated near the surface, it wants to go out. It goes to the lowest pressure, which is offshore, so it just follows the topography.
As the air squeezes through the canyons, it speeds up.
Gets channeled. And then accelerates, hot and dry.
50, 60 mile an hour winds are not uncommon.
Because it's a high pressure, the air is compressed.
And when air is compressed, it gets hotter.
The pressure goes up, and in turn, the temperature goes up. So it heats the air by compression.
In 1859, a ship recorded winds coming off the central coast at more than 130 degrees Fahrenheit, and this was over the ocean. Miller has combined what we know about Santa Anas with established large-scale climate models. Normally, the season for Santa Anas would be starting to peak right about now, through December and January, and then tail off. He says his research so far suggests that given the way the Western climate is changing, high season for hot winds could be stretched out, with more Santa Anas overlapping the dry season.
And the danger is if we see it spread into the dry season longer, then the likelihood of a fire weather condition, high winds, dry air, and then chances of fire are much greater.
But like everything associated with weather and climate,
It's pretty complex.
That's Alex Hall, a UCLA climatologist who's been studying the smaller scale regional factors that influence Santa Anas. And he says it's not all bad news, that part of what sets the season for these is that cold air tends to pool inland in the winter, and the relatively mild temperatures on the coast tends to pull that air toward the ocean.
Well, when you have a changing climate, the land surface is warming up a lot more rapidly than the ocean, and that tends to weaken this mechanism.
And that could mean fewer of these seaward blasts during the winter months.
In trying to understand how fire will behave in the future, we have to be looking at the effect of precipitation on the fuel loads, and we have to be looking at the effect of Santa Anas on fire behavior. So I think there are some really interesting questions to look at.
Like the man said, it's pretty complex. But both scientists agree that we may be in for a shift in the Santa Ana season, which could set the stage for more serious wildfires in the springtime. For the California Report, I'm Craig Miller.
Want to see a wind-whip fire in action? Head online to californiareport.org/climatewatch for some dramatic video.